Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Supportive time, Yoda Speed. John's with me. Hi, John.
Hi, Brandon.
We had a third that was supposed to be here, and then he got drunk instead. And we're not going to name which of the other two that committed, but it's probably
one
both of
the
them,
two,
actually. Yeah.
They're both men in their advanced middle age. Uh-huh. They both have children in college. You would think if there was going to be somebody who is flighty and irresponsible, it'd be one of us youngins.
Yes, that are only have responsibilities.
That are only in our early 40s. But it's the old heads that are just out living their best life.
Yeah, I can't talk too much because I don't show up a ton anymore. But I'm really happy to be here today. And because we need to talk. OK, we're recording this on November 22nd. The year is 2023. There is a non-zero chance that this will go down in history as the best it ever ended up being for the Timberwolves until the day we die.
It's rarely been this good. And it'll never, I don't see how it's going to get any better than this.
This might be it. And because we are so, because we're Timberwolves fans, we recognize, at least I do, and appreciate every single day it's this good. It is just an absolute miracle. So we're just going to spend our time talking. But I'm assuming I'll be spending these next few minutes talking about how fun of a season this has been. Now, if you remember, game two, I believe, they won game one. Game two at halftime, they were up 19 to the Atlanta Hawks, who are bad. And then the Atlanta Hawks went on a 60 to.
Yeah, they lost game one. They lost to Toronto. Then they won one. Then they played in Atlanta.
Okay. So 1-1. Yes. Okay. 1-1. Played in Atlanta. First half, we went, okay, all right. Lost to Toronto by a few. But we're turning things around. It felt very good. And then it immediately felt like, oh, okay. Same old team. A 60-20 run in Atlanta. And immediately we were out. We're just like, oh, forget it. It's the same shit. For some reason, we thought it might be a little bit better this year. No real reason to think that besides just, I don't know, maturity and health and
Rudy Gobert is going to get any better and recover at his age.
Yeah, there wasn't really much reason to think at the very beginning of the year that it would be like a huge difference. So once that Atlanta thing hit, I just remember being like, okay, cool. Another year down the drain.
I texted you. Yeah. I texted any number of friends about how this was a disaster. I should never have believed in anything. Everything is awful.
Now, I have a bunch of people text me about the Wolves from time to time, sometimes a lot, sometimes a little. And I do know I had a couple friends who were very, very, very eagerly in the driver's seat and proud to be on the Fire Chris Finch bus. Were you one of them?
I wasn't proud to be on the Fire Finch bandwagon.
Okay. So and you weren't. Okay.
I wasn't even saying that he should be fired. But after that collapse, because they've had so many collapses like this.
And it was
over
the third game.
Yeah. Yeah. They've had so many collapses. What I said was, and I said this in a text to you, and I said this in a text to other people, was at some point they're going to have to start blaming Finch for this, right?
Yeah.
Because it keeps happening. And I think what I wrote about it is he looks like a man who forgot to tie up his boat and it's drifting out to sea and he's just watching it. Because that's always the look that he has on his face. It's just like, this is happening again.
I never saw this coming. So that was kind of the start of the year. And then go ahead.
I wasn't saying I wanted him fired. I just thought at some point they're probably going to fire him. Like if this keeps happening, they're going to have to fire him just because they have to do something.
So I had other friends who were a little bit more aggressive than you. So, but in any event, it didn't start out great. And then it immediately got really good. And it has since been really good. They're 10-3 right now. So this is the vaunted 16% of the way through the season check-in, as we are very famous for doing. And it's to me, the, I guess, crazy part about it is just how normal and stable it all looks, how good they are.
Right.
They've lost some games. They're going to lose some games. And
exactly three.
They've lost two, three,
which we've already discussed.
Yep. And the other one was just like, oh, right. It's the second of a back-to-back. The other team's good. They're making a bunch of shots. We're missing ours. Oh, well, no big deal. The sky was not falling.
Phoenix is good.
Yep. They're going to go on a losing streak at some point this season, like almost every, like every team does, besides like two or three in history. And that's fine. I think it's okay. It's just, it doesn't feel at all like a flash in the pan. Like last year, Cam Thomas on the Brooklyn Nets, who's like a borderline, he's like the eighth guy in the team, had like four games in a row when he scored 35 points. It doesn't feel like one of those runs where you're like, well, let's just enjoy this. Let's just enjoy like Linsanity while it's happening. Just feels like everybody's playing, everybody's good at basketball, playing well enough together. The rotations all seem to make a lot of sense. And it's easy to have good rotations when you have good players. And so it's all been fantastic. It's been a wonderful start to the year. A couple other things that are that strike me. Number one, Rudy Gobert is awesome again.
Yeah, everyone loves Rudy.
We were joking that that could for sure happen because we didn't think it was possible at all. And then it did. And now it's happening. And I went to the game last night, and it's unbelievable how scared to death everybody is of shooting a layup when he's on the floor. They will turn around and pass it out to midcourt of like, nope, fuck that. Like, why? I don't even know why being blocked is such an awful thing for people, but they're not doing it. And so that makes life a lot easier.
There's this one, it's sort of a famous gif from The Simpsons, but it's a famous moment for The Simpsons where Bart is working at the I guess it's the brothel or a strip club or something like that. Somehow he gets a job as the doorman, and Grandpa walks in and he like turns around, puts his hat on the hook, sees Bart and just turns back around and leaves. That's like everybody who goes into the lane against the Timberwolves now is a guy drives to the hole, and then Rudy's standing there. And Cat is standing there, and sometimes Jaden McDaniels is there. And it's just like immediate two quick power dribbles and back out to the top of the key. Like, whoops, didn't mean to do that. Gotta turn around and get so away good. From this.
It's fantastic. I'm getting a little bit of feedback on my end, John. Is it because we have a special guest that just logged in somehow? Is that from a boat? Are we on a yacht here? Are we in the air? Are we flying a plane? Where are we at here, Mr. Chicken Fingers?
Well, I'm in my van. Pardon me that it's not fucking Maserati.
Are you not in the studio?
It's only got a couple hundred thousand miles on it, so like maybe the doors aren't perfectly sealed.
How many miles are on the old teal minivan with the tape deck?
It's not the teal. That's a couple years old now. No, I got.
Oh, that one's gone.
No, I bought a new one at a state auction. It's silver. So it's not teal. It's silver. It's just a
classy silver. Ooh la la.
Yeah. No part. Yeah. No. Queen of England. It's pretty fancy. No, it's got 147,636 miles.
Yes.
Just getting started.
Just getting broken. Yep. Brand new. Yep.
Middle aged.
Yep. Brand new.
Yeah.
Are you guys talking about the pups?
Yeah. Yep. Sorry. I was trying to.
Oh, it's okay. Are we in the trust tree? Are we in the nest?
We're in the nest. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to be honest with you too. For years, right? All I've ever said about the Timberwolves, I want them to be good because I want you to be happy. Right.
Uh-huh. Right.
I said that for years.
Yep.
Among other things.
Well, many things, but, I've told you before, I think the Timberwolves fans are the greatest professional sports fans in the world. Any remaining Timberwolves fan is the greatest fan in history of the world. What you've been through, the franchise is giving zero reason to stick around, and here you are. So I really wanted you to be rewarded. Those were my words. That's what I said for years. It's not true. It's not true. Now that they're good, I don't like it.
So mad.
No, I liked it way better when they suck. I don't like that they're good. I don't like that they're top in the league. I don't like it. I liked it way better before.
You had such, it was such a beautiful thing for you because you could be such a supportive person and sound like you're being positive, yep. but also knowing
so
you're
magnanimous.
The worst ever.
I
so
never
it was
thought
perfect.
It would happen. No, I never thought it would happen. I just, I'll help you move. Yeah, anything you need, but never thought you'd move. Like I'd never,
I never
saw this day coming ever. And now that it's here, it,
your lease
like
ran
it.
Out. That's, I don't know. That was, how did that happen?
Shit. No, Jesus. I don't like it. I don't like you guys happy. I liked it way better when they sucked and you were miserable and you were yelling about stuff. Now it's like, I don't like listening to you talk about, well, whatever, just being happy. It doesn't mm-hmm. make me happy.
Well, not
we're
only
talking
that,
about
but
French guys that we like.
We like no. a French guy.
No.
Everybody loves him.
No.
He made a right. defensive rebound. I was at the game. He just got a really nice rebound, and everybody stood up and cheered for him.
He got a standing ovation for a defensive rebound.
Wow. What a board. What a board, 7-foot-1 guy.
It does, yes, he doesn't. It's like getting like a cat out of a tree for him. Yeah, it's like it's just so – it's nonchalant, which is a French word. You shouldn't be getting cheered for that.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's not right. It's unnatural. Is maybe the that's probably the best term I can come up. Yeah.
We're all in new terrain here. We don't get it. Not sure how to explain it. It's early, but it's been a good ride. And you know what else is crazy is Carl Anthony Towns, not a huge bitch anymore. Did you know this?
I did. I knew. Like I haven't watched a second of them.
oh, you must be the Bally Sports subscriber.
he falls to the ground 50 times a game as usual, but he doesn't sit and whine and complain and cry to the refs as much. Only like 4 times a game versus 20. It's a real sight to see.
Give me what's your theory? What is the prevailing theory on why? Like who got to him? Did somebody convince him not to be a bitch? Was it either of you two? Was it us? Our podcast, did we convince him?
I got to think it was probably not firsthand. I don't think he's listening, but I bet his entourage listens to us and kind of gives him the Cliff's Notes of what he's hearing from us. And I think eventually that probably sunk in a little bit. I don't understand how a guy turns a new leaf at 29 that he couldn't turn at 28 and 27 and 26 and 25 when he had heard the same thing over and over and over again. So God knows.
It doesn't make sense. I haven't changed my mind since I was like 7.
Yeah, exactly. Especially on food. 29?
No, he's 29 and he changes personality. I ain't buying it.
I got my theory. Are you ready for my theory?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's my theory. Here's my theory. So, Carl Anthony Towns, he's 29 now. He's like a lot of people. He's gotten past the college days. He's gotten past when reading was something that you only did for schoolwork and it was something for nerds. He's now into his late 20s, his early 30s. He's coming up on the time of life when so many people start looking around and going, you know, I kind of want to read this book about whatever. And my theory is that somehow someone got him a book about the country of France and the history of France. And he read this book about the history of France. And then he stood there and he said, you know, this French guy complains less than I do. How am I possibly whining less
than
a French guy?
Than the
whining
French
more
guy?
Than a French guy. I'm worse than the French guy? There's no way I'm worse than the French guy. So he dialed it back.
Maybe that was the reason for the trade. The last hope that they had was if we can see that cat,
we got to get a French guy in here. I saw him reading a book about French military history.
Tony Parker,
we
got to
get
back.
A French guy in here.
It's just this guy. He's the only hope we have.
We could tank for Wembanyama or we could trade for Rudy. It's one of the two.
It's just it's a combination of a bunch of things. They didn't make a ton of moves in the offseason, so they probably had more time to kind of work together and install offense and defense stuff that they've been working on. They're all much healthier than they were last year. Ant's a year older and generally just gets a little bit better every single year. And they also have a pretty good bench and they've stayed healthy. It makes sense on paper, but they've never, none of it's ever made sense on paper. So I don't know, man. It's just, as we were saying before we logged on, the weirdest part about all this is it just feels very normal and stable, which is terrifying. It's not crazy weird stuff happening. They just like I was the game last night. They're just like they're for sure much better than that other team who's pretty good.
It's going to crumble, and that's what I feel maybe worst about, and really good about is that it's coming. I think the analogy I used last podcast was like my cousin Jeff is a drug addict. Like, I mean, he can get his shit together for a couple months, but then he bought a jet ski, and you're like, okay.
You heard about the new meth out there. It's like, no, yeah, it's good, though. It's better than the old meth. You go, no, really? Wow. I got to see what that's all about.
It's coming. God bless you guys. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's just so many things are working in our favor right now. Finchie doing unbelievably well. Just has a command of the game. How about this? The owners don't seem like the biggest disasters on the planet. They're around, but they're supportive. They're not Jerry Jonesing it up all over the place. That seems good too. And remember, if you remember another time of recent success with the Wolves, before the Jimmy Butler, Tom Thibodeau era got bad. The other thing that they've got going for now is not only are they winning, but they're also fun to watch while winning. Really fun stuff happening. And so I was thinking earlier for the chicken fingers of the world, this is weird, I think, for everybody. Now, John and I are we're on the sunny side of the street, as always. We know that every day is a gift and tomorrow is assumed for no one. And so we're just going to appreciate every day for what this is, knowing, sure, it might come crashing down, but we don't want to be in that headspace. But I do think other people may want to. So I have four things that you could complain about if you wanted to, Chicken.
You should, because being where your guys' perspective is stupid. And I don't like it.
Stupid and bad. So there's a couple of things. We've touched on one already. If you want to, you could complain about the Bally's app constantly.
No. Yep. Yeah. No,
so that's good.
A fucking train wreck. Yeah. Good. Yeah. I love it.
Awful.
Right.
It's so bad. I'm going to the Wolves game for free tomorrow from Bally's as saying, sorry that you're not able to watch. We promise it's a real team that exists. And you have to go see him in person because we're so terrible at our app. So here's free tickets. So I get to go to the game tomorrow. It's really fun.
Is that really true? Is that actually true?
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
So how does everyone in town have free tickets?
I don't know. My buddy texted me yesterday and said, hey, I got free tickets from Bally's because the app has not been working. And I told another buddy, he goes, yeah, I got the same offer. So it's clearly not just a one-time thing. I think it's a pretty common thing. That's how bad it's been for them.
Did they complain to the company and that's how they got them?
I think so. Or it's just they sent them out.
No, let's stack up an arena full of people who complain to internet companies. That can't go poorly. We'll see how this...
That'll be Wednesday night. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But they're playing the Sixers. So imagine 15,000 complaining whiners watching Joel Embiid get fouled 40 times. Could you imagine? It's going to be a riot. They're not even able to finish the game. Bunch of these Karens out in the stands.
Yeah, there's going to be 7,000 people in the concourse complaining that their mini donuts, they didn't get as many donuts as they ordered.
I used to get 11.
There's not enough salt on this pretzel. Oh, my God.
I counted them. Counted the salts.
There's 17 grains on this quarter. Did you see the name of the Bally's CEO and his background? Did you see that message I sent out? His name's like Reebok Rigatoni or something. And his LinkedIn bio is like he went to University College. Sure.
Famous University College.
What's that? Get like a business degree from University College.
What college you go to? College State? I got College State.
The College
University.
What a mess.
Secondary University Education College Southeast. So that's number one. You can complain about the Bally's app. You can also complain that the beer at the game is bad. Bad beer options. It's pathetic.
Complaining about that. No, it's regular person beer. It's not your fancy pants.
Devils, a lot of Kona involved. When did this happen?
Devils ball hairs or whatever. I don't know what it is. You guys like it's I ain't into it.
Do you guys have dogs, right? Still?
Yep.
My dog is outside right now, and we live just in a rural area. There's houses all over the place. She went outside, and there must be like, I don't know, a turkey outside. She has been barking as loud as she can possibly bark for like 4 straight minutes. I'm going to have a heart attack.
Are you?
Can you just ignore your dog barking? I'm like sweating right now because I can't.
Are you going to bring her inside?
Well, my wife, what she likes to do, it's a very fun thing. She just lets the dog out and then just like goes somewhere else and leaves the dog out there. And the dog's going nuts. She's like, oh, really? She's barking?
What? Brandon.
Oh, it's loud. The whole neighborhood's awake.
Go get the dog. Wait, you can't have your dog just out there barking at a turkey for 3 hours.
It's unbelievable. They're going to call the police, right?
Yes. And they are right. And you are wrong.
Fucking dog. It's unbelievable. She's 2 feet away from the neighbor's house, just barking into their window.
Your neighbor's
and my wife's
right.
Just got the headphones in, watching Real Housewives reunion, glass of wine, not a care in the world.
Wow. All right. Well,
is this why your neighbors throw unused food into the middle of their backyard?
To kill my dog. Yeah. Yeah. And they're right. Like maybe this will do it. Cyanide.
Five-gallon bucket of mushrooms. Just show up with what?
Here you go, a bunch of grapes. 40 pounds of grapes in the backyard. Jesus Christ, she's still doing it. Here's another thing you could complain about if you didn't want to enjoy it. So they're probably right now, obviously, November 21st, seems like they could get like a pretty good seed, right? But there's a bunch of like teams that will probably be lower seeded that are actually going to be better than them. So you could just be like, this whole season is going to be stupid because they're going to have to play like the Golden State Warriors in round one or the Memphis Grizzlies and get absolutely piss pounded. And so this whole season, fun season, good for you, 2 seed and then get rolled. And that would be probably more of the Clarence Swamp Town of like, I just don't want to see you get your hopes up because you know how this is going to end. So you could go down that route if you wanted to. That's pretty legit.
That's the old me, and the new me wants you to lose and is a little bit tired already of the success.
All right.
But yeah, that was the old me. I agree.
So that's a good one. And then the other one is none of this shit matters anyway, because they're going to have to trade half their team because of how expensive they're going to be next year. So this is the peak. They're still not even that good. You guys are idiots for falling for it. Enjoy a 3 seed and first round exit. So you can go down that route too if you want to. Again, that's not anything for me and John, but if I did want to give some tips for people who were not feeling comfortable in this new world and still needed something to hang on to. So those are my ideas.
I like it.
John, are you
I will say it's also I would say we have a maximum 12 months before A-Rod and Mark Lurie start agitating for a new stadium, like not even really veiled threats, just being like, we are not competitive and we need a new stadium. And I don't even think it's going to take that much success before they start saying that.
Yeah, I did.
So we got to enjoy this now.
That was going to be my question about the owners. I'm worried about how calm and normal they've been. It's really freaking me out. Oh man, this dog thing. I'm not doing well mentally.
All right, Brandon, we can take a pause. You can go get the dog. It's going to be okay.
No, it's fine. It's not that big of a deal.
Bring the dog on the podcast. It'll be great.
No, it's all good. But yeah, it's been quite a run. 10-3. They have the Sixers. They've got a couple hard games coming up, but it just does feel very, very sustainable, which is scary. Again, they're 16% of the way through the season, but they are current their playoff odds. Teams that have been 10-3 with this amount of point differential, 99.9% chance to make the playoffs.
Wow,
that's frightening.
That's frightening.
It's very frightening. It's scary. Never been done before.
Let's ask the most important question for you, Brandon. What do you think their chances are in the NBA in season tournament?
I think that they're I can't say that I know much about this. I don't know. I guess I'm hoping for it to be a little bit more interesting than the regular seasons of the past. I don't know. Some of those courts are cool. One of them was bright red. That was not great to me. It would be fun if they won it, though, right?
Yes.
Why?
Because they
it was
won
a question
something?
Of mine. I don't know.
You realize, Chicken, that they haven't won anything ever, right? Like,
what?
Be winning a something. Something is better than a nothing.
No, it's not something. It is nothing.
You guys talk. I have to do something about this. I'll be right back. I'll be right 20 seconds.
Yeah, podcast listeners, what you haven't seen here and what Brandon can't hear me talking about now is just how absolutely beside himself he's looked on the video of this call. He's been trying to talk about the Timberwolves, but he's just he looks like there are people waving firearms behind where his camera is. I feel very bad for him right now. Anyway, you were saying, Chicken, this is nothing? It seems like something. It's a something.
No, it's not nothing. No, it's nothing. It's an invented thing.
It obviously is an invented thing.
It didn't exist. It is an in-season tournament, which honestly doesn't make any sense. I don't know that I fully understand it. My understanding of it is...
I don't fully understand it either, but...
It was a weekend tournament, like when you're in... 8th grade and you go play at the Marshall Lions VFW weekend tournament and you stay in a hotel and then somebody wins it and somebody loses it and you play Friday afternoon.
I played in that tournament 3 years.
You're done by Sunday afternoon and you go home. No. Mm-hmm.
You stop at Pizza Ranch.
Game on Saturday is inevitably at 7:30 in the morning somehow.
Yep, and then the second game is at 4:30 p.m.
Yep. Marshall doesn't play until 7:30 p.m. that night. You play 7:30 a.m.
It's an international sport now, and they've really liked doing it in your beloved soccer. So they're thinking, what the hell do we have to lose? The games that are part of the tournament are also regular season games. And so that doesn't add much more to the schedule. And they're hoping that just if fans start to care about it, then inevitably maybe the players will start to care about it.
I'm not going to ask. I was going to ask for more details. I don't care. I don't want to know.
The semifinals are in Vegas and there's no team in Vegas. So that's kind of cool for those fans and the players.
I don't like any part of it. I don't like it. I don't like that it brings you happiness. I think I'm really
you seem happy.
I'm really leaning into this whole thing. I don't like it. I don't like that the Wolves are doing well in it. I might be open to it if
they sucked. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Like you were having a good season, except they lost the in-season tournament.
That'd be funny. You'd like that.
Make me happy. I don't like that they're successful in it.
Man, I'm really trying hard to think about something that could make you happy because it's making me unhappy. But I, for the life of me, I can't think of anything. Things are going great for us.
Well, did the dog thing work out?
Dog's like dead. Dog? Yeah. Yeah. No, I went down there and told Danielle, hey, dog's been barking for 10 straight minutes. And she went, oh, really? I wasn't listening.
What?
No shit. Yeah. Figured.
I can
figured
tell.
You weren't.
What?
Sit at the kitchen counter. Hanging out.
All right. That makes me happy. All right, that's good. Now I'm back. Yeah, that's good.
Dog drama. So, yeah, there you go. That's all my Wolves talk. It's been wonderful. It's been better than I ever dreamed it could be.
That makes me happy, too. That's all of your Wolves.
It is somewhat sad that better than I ever dreamed it could be means they're 10-3. They won 10 out of 13 games. I did. So I was watching the game last night and they flashed a stat up on the scoreboard. And here's the thing. I don't know how common this is. Like, I don't know what most NBA teams do on the road, but they put this up on the scoreboard or on the TV broadcast. It was a list of the best five game road trips in Timberwolves franchise history. And you know, I still think of the Timberwolves as a reasonably new team, but they've been playing for more than 30 years now.
Yes.
This is the I think it was specific to the best five game road trips, not five or more game road trips. But the reason they put the stat up was that the Timberwolves were 4-1 on their recent five game road trip. And that is tied for the best five-game road trip in Timberwolves history. They not one time
never once
have won five consecutive games on the road, on a road trip.
Just got lucky a couple now, with some injuries. Nope, hasn't happened.
Like I'm saying, maybe this is common. Maybe if you look through all of the teams in the league, it'll be like the Boston Celtics in 1978 were 5-0 on a road trip, and otherwise no one's ever 5-0 on a road trip. But that seems unlikely to me. I thought that was hilarious. They keep showing these stats for the Timberwolves on the broadcast, and it's like, wow, this truly is a terrible franchise.
Now, did they not say it was also the latest we've ever been in first place, and it's like yes. November 18th?
No, that's not true. They finished in 2004. They won the Western Conference.
Oh, I thought they were a two seed. I thought that was the Lakers. Okay, gotcha.
Hold on. Let's look this up.
All right. I don't know. This is not good.
I saw that graphic. No, and
they won the Western Conference in 2004. They were 58-24.
Okay, so
I saw the graphic, and like the third best five-game road trip was just because Randy Brewer got like a really good deal on a crew neck sweater.
Yeah,
sharp. Like it's just that was it. They were 0-5, but he had a really good sweater. Like,
it was the weekend Randy Brewer discovered Mervyn's, and he just went nuts in there.
And the bottom line was 131 tied, zero deaths.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yep. Anyway, it's going well. John, any other thoughts, Wolves?
It's strange that in other years they've had good runs, but it's felt like they were doing it with magic. This time they just seem like they're doing it with good players. And that's strange to me.
Conley, Kyle Anderson, Naz Reid. What's not to love? Every guy is good.
Somehow, Kyle Anderson played all last year, and I just did not realize somehow that he shoots three-pointers like Charles Barkley golfs. You know what I mean?
It's getting worse every game, I'm positive. It's somehow getting worse as Hitch...
It's
they go in sometimes.
It's not only a hitch, it's all hitch. It's nothing but hitches. And when he shoots a three-pointer, at some point you're thinking, why is this taking so long? Why doesn't he just let go of the ball?
It looks like it's glitching.
The same with Charles Barkley swinging. Like, why are you holding the club right there? It doesn't make any sense. You've stopped doing anything. You're no longer, you're just swing. Just, you're right there. Hit it. Just hit it with your club. And that's the same with Kyle Anderson shooting a three, where it's like, why are you, did he do a magic trick? Did he pull out a deck of cards in the middle? Just let go of the ball. Just let it out of your hands.
Yeah, it's obscene. It's hard to look at. Same with free throws.
It's getting weirder.
Yep. Yep, for sure. Well, what do you think? You want to talk pigskin?
Always.
Got to talk Vikings. I don't even know where to begin with this team.
That's a good spot for me. I gotta go. It was just checking in on the ride home here.
Just for the Wolves. That's what you were. You're like, oh, forget it.
I love that you called in just to make sure you wanted, just to be clear that you didn't actually want us to be happy, and now you gotta go.
No, yep. Now you know. Yep.
Honesty.
So, I don't know when they play next. Don't really care. I hope they lose. Hope it sparks just some normalcy back into the universe. Like that, they're the thing in town. I don't want Minneapolis to be vibrant. Like, I don't want that vibrant
inner city.
Oh, it's never going to be vibrant.
I don't want that. I don't like happiness.
Well, here's the thing, Chicken. You can cheer for the opponent tomorrow. The bad news is it's the 76ers.
No, I'm out.
My
that.
Beloved Sixers. So that's not going to.
Kind of anxious to see this whole Bally's, the email. Email chain
from Reebok.
the people that complained and Reebok Rigatoni's free tick giveaway.
It's Karen night. You gotta want to come to Karen night. We'll see how bad that is. Just
teacher Cannon shoots too loud. Good luck, boys.
All right, see you, bud. Thanks for checking in. Bye.
Yep, see you, bye.
That was fun. That was great. That's the guy who probably watches more football than us. So now we're in a lot of trouble talking about this next segment.
You know what the best part of that was? That was not the person on the podcast who was supposed to be here, but no, was irresponsible.
No. That guy has still not shown up. So now we've given it away. The guy who actually got drunk at the bar. That was Stu. He did write us back, though. He did say, whoops, sorry. And that was it. So, okay. The Vikings. I don't know what to do or think about this team. 6-5. Every game for the past 2 years, it seems like, has been an absolute roller coaster. They were 11-0-1 scoring games last year, which was a record. I think they're like 1-5 this year. So
see, here's the thing, though. I think they might be 6-5. I don't think they've been ahead by more than a touchdown at any point this year.
Okay, that makes sense too. Every single game that in O'Connor, it's just been an absolute roller coaster. So my question for you is, is Josh Dobbs like just going to be the starter the rest of the year, no matter what? Or is it just like waiting for Jaren Hall? I don't really understand what the plan is.
But also maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what to think about Dobbs, because the last 2 weeks, first half, Josh Dobbs has been one of the best quarterbacks in Vikings history. The last two first halves have been amazing. And you've looked at it and said, I don't think they need Jaren Hall to even come to the stadium. They can just make do with backups and Josh Dobbs because he's amazing. And then in the second half, it's more like, I'm not saying he's terrible.
Yeah.
But I do understand how he played for seven different teams last year. Or I should say was paid by seven different teams. Did not play for almost any of them. But I can understand why the Browns had him twice last year and decided to let him go both times.
I would be prepared to offer him a 17-year contract as our backup quarterback. Just right. Lifetime contract.
For him to stick around.
Be a fantastic backup quarterback. And if he needs to be the starter, I mean, that's like, think about how many teams are sunk this year because they don't they don't have somebody like that. The New York Jets could be good, but they have nobody waiting in the wings. The Cincinnati Bengals are just cooked now because they don't have anybody for Joe Burrow. So we have a that's good, but I don't think he's obviously like the starter forever. And so that's why I wasn't sure, because I didn't actually watch the game when Jaren Hall started. He played for what, like a half?
I think less than a quarter.
Less than a quarter.
I can't remember. I didn't start watching that game until he was already out of the game. Okay. And so I came into it and I said, that's weird. Why did they start Josh Dobbs? And it wasn't until they showed like highlights coming up to halftime or something that I realized that Hall had started and gotten hit in the head.
So pretty cool that the two people talking about the Vikings quarterback situation right now are two guys who have not seen the guy play who's the incumbent.
No, I've seen him. I've seen him. Yeah, the incumbent, Jaren Hall, never seen him play.
Yeah, so we don't.
He's not the incumbent, though. He doesn't count as the incumbent. He started one game.
But you're right, because I suppose Dobbs was so new back then. I just assumed that Dobbs was signed for sure to be a backup no matter what. And they really wanted this Jaren Hall guy who they drafted to be the man. And they just couldn't figure it out. So my question is, Dobbs is not so good that you just, when once Jaren Hall is healthy, don't you have to start him?
Well, here's the thing. The first game Dobbs played, they somehow beat Atlanta, and Dobbs was instrumental in that.
It was awesome.
The second game he played, he was amazing in the first half, and then the second half was just garbage, and they almost lost. Now, the third game he played, he was, again, pretty darn good in the first half.
Yep.
And in the second half, not so good. So, I feel like he's done enough that when Jaren Hall is ready, and maybe Jaren Hall is ready right now. I don't know where Jaren Hall is in the concussion protocol.
Yeah, no.
But I think he's done enough that the Vikings would definitely give him enough leash to have a bad game, if that makes sense.
Okay, you think.
They're definitely going to leave him in there. Like, if he has two terrible halves in a row, I could see them saying, well, We've sort of thrown him into this a little bit. We do want to see what we have in Hall, so maybe we'll do that. But at the same time, he's like the story of the season right now.
if they end up being 9-8 and Josh,
which they will, they absolutely are finishing this year 9-8.
Of course. 9-8 and then they lose in the first round to who was a good NFC the Seahawks by like 17 or something. And we never see Jaren Hall again this season. Would that be a I guess it'd be an okay season for you, right? 9-8 playoffs. That'd be great. I'm just wondering if it'd be like a lost opportunity to like not see if Jaren Hall's any good.
Well, I mean, he played like less than a quarter. He looked competent, I'm given to understand. Mm-hmm, but I'm not sure the Vikings want to necessarily waste a season or a part of a season on seeing what they have with Jaren Hall. Jaren Hall was a lottery ticket a little bit, but he's 27 years old or something already.
Oh, he's right. BYU guy.
Yeah. He's 5'4". I'm not, yes. you don't look at Jaren Hall and be like, well, he's got all the tools. So we just want to make sure that he can put it together or see whether he can put it together. In some ways, this is what Green Bay is doing with Jordan Love a little bit. You look at a guy like Jordan Love and you think, well, this is a guy that got all the tools, but is he going to be able to play? And that's a little bit what Chicago's doing with Justin Fields and with what Carolina's doing with Bryce Young. They're looking and seeing whether this person who has all the physical tools can actually translate those into being a solid NFL quarterback.
Right.
Whereas you look at Jaren Hall and you're like, here's a guy who played quarterback in college.
So you think that they don't really care? I mean, he is a few years younger than Dobbs. But it's not going to be one of those situations of like Dak Prescott was like a fourth or fifth round pick, but he ended up being awesome. He's not that guy because he had more of a chance in college and you would have known by now, right? Or Brock Purdy, although Brock Purdy is probably not.
Yeah, great. I don't know that Brock Purdy is a good comparison exactly, but right. I don't get the sense from watching Jaren Hall nor the way that people talk about Jaren Hall that they think they might have unearthed a gem and they're just waiting to see if he's going to be what they're hoping for.
Right.
It seemed more like, well, this guy could have he could have a career.
Brock Purdy would actually be like the best case scenario, somebody like that, right? Yeah. Like he's not explosive in any way.
I mean, in some ways it does. Josh Dobbs seems like the best case scenario for Jaren Hall. You know what I mean? Oof. A guy who hangs around for a while and then they discover he can make some plays a little bit.
Okay. All right. Good. I wasn't sure. I'm always curious about new quarterbacks. I feel like, Josh Dobbs, he's good. I know who he is. He's 28. He's got a ceiling. He also, the thing about quarterbacks that we were kind of spoiled with, that we realize with Kirk Cousins is we can forgive a lot of things if a quarterback makes like two miraculous, like looks like he's going to get sacked, but ends up running for a first down. Like two of those plays in a game, we'll forgive even if he has like seven terrible throws. Because those just feel like it actually was an 11-yard game, but it looked like he was going to get sacked. It's like a flashier way to play quarterback that you just like get more excited about, even if the results end up being kind of the same. And Cousins is the exact opposite, right? Like he's never going to do anything that looks incredible. So you kind of just like, oh, well, anybody can make those throws, even though they can't. And so you see stuff. Kirk Cousins can do so many things that Dobbs can't, but it's not exciting looking stuff. But you can for sure see the stuff that Dobbs can do that Kirk Cousins can't. So you're like, I don't know, man, this guy might be better, which he's not, but it is so fun when those things happen. I like just as a fan, it's just like, holy shit, that was very cool.
I will say that I've never seen a quarterback scramble like Josh Dobbs scrambles.
It looks like he's looking down at the ground and he's just kind of spinning in circles and hoping he's going in the right direction.
He does look like he's just put his forehead on a bat and gone 10 times around it. And he's just trying to find his feet. He's stumbling backwards, but he's not stumbling backwards out of the pocket. Somehow he's stumbling towards the line of scrimmage. And it looks like he's about to dodge the defender and run.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wrong way for a touchdown, and you're just hoping he gets pointed in the right direction. I've never seen anyone as good at getting away from pressure and as bad at being lined up the correct way when he does it.
He looks so discombobulated at all times. What? Huh?
Like, you think about somebody like Michael Vick, he would spin and turn and he would run back and forth, but in general, he would have his eyes pointed down the field in the direction that he
looked
was
purposeful.
Going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He looked like he had some idea. Dobbs will, he'll stand there, he'll drop the ball, he'll just start stumbling backwards, he'll break two tackles somehow with neither of his feet under
him. Run into two of his linemen. Yeah. Everything's an accident.
It looks like he's just going to pop his head up and throw the ball in the wrong direction entirely, and then he'll run for a touchdown. It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's but it's been fun. I have a hard time watching immobile quarterbacks. There aren't many left.
It's so amazing how much it feels to me like cheating at this point. After so long of watching Kirk Cousins, who, like you said, for all of his strengths, he was never going to make any sort of play with his feet. Most of the time, he wouldn't even try to get away.
Yep.
He would just see a linebacker aiming for his sternum, and he would just stand there stoically and, all right, I'm throwing this ball, and then my rib cage is going to be caved in by a 280-pound man
right.
who is currently moving faster than a bowling ball goes down the lane. And he would stand there, and then somehow he'd get up, and it was amazing. But it just feels like this happened. I'm more used to this in the context of people doing it against the Vikings defense,
right?
Where especially like the playoffs last year, not Mac Jones, Daniel Jones. Jones would drop back and the Vikings would pressure him and he would just up and run for 15 yards. And it's like, you're not allowed to do that. Stay back there so we can tackle you.
Yeah,
that's not right.
Yeah, it does.
And
it does feel like
now
you're already
on the other end of it. Yeah. The running back is gone. You can't run anymore.
Uh-huh.
You have to count three Mississippi. What is going on here? And so now that the Vikings can do that, it feels so much like cheating. It's like delightful.
Yeah, it is. Yep. And I understand. Yeah. His ceiling is not very high, but it's been pretty fun. So your expectation for the rest of the year, 9-8.
Yeah. Somehow
9-8.
Somehow
every game,
9-8.
Within 2 points. Yeah.
Somehow the last couple of games have felt like they scored 6 touchdowns and somehow were up 10-3. That's what it felt like to me.
Uh-huh.
Like against the Broncos, it just felt the whole game like, man, they're dominating this game, and yet the Broncos have been within one score the whole time.
It's really
and not even just because of the turnovers.
Yeah, I was kind of half watching. It was one of those games, but every time I'd look up, it felt like the Vikings were doing something good, but the score never changed. And I I don't really understand how this is not really totally computing for me. And so they really blew that one. Denver's not very good. 7-4 would be amazing. Now it's 6-5, and who knows if Jefferson's healthy, and it could go sideways again. But I'm obviously like very impressed with O'Connell. Again, not like in the ways that like seems obvious. It just like they keep things closer than you think. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. But yeah, they're fun. Do you find yourself rooting for them more than you thought you would, or less than you thought you would, or how has this season been for like what you kind of expected for your own fandom?
I will tell you the one thing that I have noticed that is different. It's not really about enjoying it more or whatever. It's actually fun to watch the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. Like, I look forward to it on Sunday. I've always I said this a lot, except for when my kids were little and I was often napping. I've always watched the Vikings, even when they're terrible, even when I don't want to watch the Vikings because it feels like a requirement.
Yeah.
But
right.
this year and last year, it's been like, I'm looking forward to Sunday afternoon. This could be fun, and they might lose and they might win, but it's just entirely different than the ritualistic slaughter that I had come to expect out of the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know what's happening. I don't understand. And it's not even enjoyable in the sense that we were talking about with the Timberwolves, where it's enjoyable because they're actually good. I don't really harbor any notions that the Vikings are actually good.
Right.
They, like you said, they played so many one score games. Yeah, they're 6-5, but you could look at it and go, well, what if they hadn't lost all those? What if they were 9-3? Or, well, it's also true that they could pretty easily be about 3-8 at this point if just a couple of things had gone against them.
Right.
And so it's just, I don't know, it's entertaining. It's fun. They're easy to root for. There's no Mike Zimmer. It's just, it's strange. The coach is likable. The GM is likable. It's the GM probably puts his pants on before he puts his shoes on.
I know. That's definitely the way that should be done. That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Pants first. Oh, man. I agree with you on all those points. It has been, it just has felt a little less like what a disaster of an organization, which is very cool. It's great. Okay, well, go Vikings.
Go Vikings.
John, I had another thing I wanted to talk to you about. Well, I just wanted to say kudos on a great article this past week about Gopher football. You wrote essentially an obituary for Gopher football and hope of winning anything. If folks haven't read it yet, I just read it through your newsletter. Is it on the site as well?
Yep. It's in the newsletter. It's on the site. The funny thing is about that is I think I did that the day after we recorded a podcast, and I started talking about Gopher football, and like a lot of the times on the podcast, I didn't exactly know what I was going to talk about. And I'm sure if you go back and listen to it, my voice will get higher and higher, and I will be talking faster and faster to the point that only dogs could understand or hear me. But that really was the genesis. As I was talking about it, it was like, I think the reason that I'm so mad about this stupid Gopher football team is because I've known all along this is the end. Oh, look, Stu's here.
Oh, Stu is logged in.
Oh, Stu looks very happy.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Stu, how are you?
Is John talking about Gophers football right now?
We are. I was complimenting him on his article this week about the death of hope of Gophers football winning anything ever for the rest of our lives, which I thought was touching and poignant and true.
It was. It was really good. It was really like, I mean, we know John is really good at writing and really has invested himself in Gophers football. And he was the one to write about it. And it actually kind of hurt to read it.
It did.
To watch like Ralph Wiggum's like Valentine get ripped up right there.
It's like Charlie Brown finally realizing and writing an entire article about like, I now know she's going to pull the football away.
Yep.
Lucy is never going to keep that football down by Charlie Brown.
Like if you had shown Charlie Brown a tape of all the times the football has been pulled away.
Look
and
at
Charlie
this,
had been like, you know what?
I finally realized
now
something.
That we're mentioning it.
John, I have
a good bit of writing, and I think John should get credit for it.
Yes, it was fantastic. And you just made a really good point, John, that you kind of came to that conclusion kind of in the middle of a conversation. There's an old saying from Roger Ebert, I think it was, the muse visits in the act of creation, not before, which is like, to me, like the most brilliant way to think about writing is like, you're not just going to be like inspired and then sit down and write it out. No, you start to write and then the good ideas come kind of as you're just pounding on your keyboard.
I think it was Roger Ebert that said the muse visits during the second half of a sportive podcast.
Yes, that's okay. Separate. I'm sorry. That was
as Stu and Chicken fiddle with their phones, and I talk for 11 uninterrupted minutes.
Saying have we the talked same about Nazareth over and over. Yet? By the way, I'm just catching up here. So
there's still time to talk about. There's always time to talk about Nazareth.
Oh, we touched on how we love all of the Wolves this year, and it's very disconcerting. And as we were talking about that, specifically Rudy Gobert, somehow. Chicken Fingers must have known that we were complimenting a Frenchman because he immediately logged in and yelled at us. So he logged in for 10 minutes, told us how sad he was that the Vikings were good, and then left. So we had him. Yeah, wow. The Timberwolves. And then he was gone. So he had a nice 10-minute guest appearance.
So we're basically doing like a clip show / variety show tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of feels like exactly. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, our second.
Want to watch my wife eat salad? That's
I do.
Yeah, eat salad.
Cool. Yeah, that's right.
I
can confirm the video. She is eating.
I gotta ask. You are a Vikings fan.
Yes,
Mandy
I am.
Mandy is a Broncos fan. Yes. I just want to check in and see how your marriage is doing.
We're still married.
Still married.
That is.
Wait, what was the question?
The end.
We don't want to talk about it.
No, it's. Wounds are fresh.
The wounds are very fresh.
There's no wounds over here, buddy.
That, no. Fuck you. One. Two. No. No. We get it. It's just
the only wounds have been caused by helmet to helmet hits on Josh Jobs that have gone uncalled.
You know. She gets
just
it.
A four-game suspension.
She understands the asterisk that is by the rest of the Broncos season. It's fine. She gets it.
So. No, it's all of Sean Payton's career. There's the problem.
Sean Payton.
I hate Sean Payton so much.
Yeah, what did you call him via text, John? Are you able to say that publicly?
I'm not sure.
He's not that was... able to say that publicly.
Schwinkter?
He'll go straight to jail if he says it.
There's never been a man that looked more like another part of the human anatomy.
just pick the one that's gross to you. That's what he looks like. We'll leave it at that. Yeah, that sounds about right. Stu, we got through Wolves, just a love fest. We talked about
Josh Dobbs, Brandon.
Just
Brandon.
Enjoying it. Oh,
it's a new
yeah.
world. It's a whole new world, Brandon.
And if this is the end, it's been fantastic, and it's all done.
Tomorrow night's
going to
be a hell
good.
Of a game, right, Brandon?
Well, we're recording this on a Tuesday, and tomorrow my beloved Wolves are playing my nearly as beloved Sixers. The good news for the Wolves is the Sixers just finished up an overtime game tonight, and so they'll
gonna
be back to back.
They're gonna have dead legs, Brandon.
Dead legs. Yep, which means bet on the Wolves in the second half, because that's usually when the adrenaline runs out.
Hey, speaking of dead legs, how are the Wild doing, John?
Get up, Sue.
My wife already said that, John.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to go get a beer. Talk to Mandy.
Okay, sounds good. John, should we talk about the Wild?
Hold on. While Mandy's here and Stu's not, we need to get some information. Mandy, how drunk is Stu right now?
Oh, yeah, my God.
What's he been drinking?
Four beers.
Oh man! But and
he didn't have
translated into old person.
Wait a minute, is that a lot?
No,
translated
he
into
gym.
Old person beers. That's
he went
like
to
100.
The gym instead of having dinner, and then we went to trivia.
Oh, nice! Where did you do trivia at?
Bob's. Nope, not Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Country Bunker.
Bob's Burgers. Dive. That's a TV show.
Burger Dive.
Burger
Dive.
Mm-hmm.
Burger yeah. Time. Burger Dive.
Burger Dive over on Randolph.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Is this Trivia Mafia?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. How did you guys do tonight?
We took second.
Jeez. Oh.
Do you guys just dominate at Trivia? I would imagine that you just dominate.
This was
trivia.
Not even a team effort. It was another friend and her son who's home for Thanksgiving from college.
All right. A foursome, that's a good number. It doesn't get too overwhelming with too many people. You can stay focused. And okay, so how many points did you get?
Two.
I don't know. 49 and a half.
Damn, you got 49 and a half? My best is 46
is that a lot?
And a half. Yeah, it's out of 55 Trivia Mafia, at least the ones that I've ever played.
Yeah.
There's an image round. There's a mega round. It's a whole deal.
The winner got 52.
Damn.
We got all the image round correct.
That's huge. That's 10 points.
Yeah. And then we got our bonus round.
Mega?
The 15.1, the mega round. We got that
mega
correct.
Round. That's great.
The yeah. John bonus round. Yeah.
Ah, gotcha. That's great. Yeah. Really good to hear. I'm super pumped about it. Trivia is one of the like joys of life, is my opinion.
Yeah, but that's the problem you're running into with him tonight, is he didn't eat dinner and then we went out right away. So,
well, he was making fun of you for the salad. He should have been eating a little bit of salad himself, don't you think?
He should have been eating something. Like
anything.
Maybe
anything that's going to poke up.
We were at a burger place. He could have had a burger.
This is too locked in on trivia.
He was. Yeah, yeah. Well, he's been here now drinking another beer. So if you want to have him back, you can have him back. Or you can stick with me.
We should have a code word when we want you back. If we yell burger dive, that means please take the computer back from him.
Okay, yep. Perfect. Yep. I'll listen for burger dive. Okay.
Yep. Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Stu, what are you drinking?
Before I Die by Surly Brewing Company.
All right. Good job.
Stu, I do actually want to talk about Surly beers with you.
Oh,
I went to the liquor store last night. And it was only then that I discovered that Coffee Bender is no longer available.
You're correct.
Question number one, why would you do that? Question number two, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you give me the chance to get used to this?
And bring back extra Citra while we're yelling at you.
Oh, God. Okay. John, we would have kept Coffee Bender if people had been buying it, but people weren't. So we had to change paths. That's why Best Buy doesn't sell VC video cassettes anymore.
Don't they? Are you sure they don't?
Brand, I really don't know.
Let's check.
They might sell them. I honestly don't know.
No, fine. Still.
So that's why we did that. I apologize for not telling you, but I promise you the replacement, which is called Nitro Coffee Ale, a collaboration between Surly and Peace Brewing Company, is fantastic.
It's really freaking good.
Oh, my wife, the one who was just on the podcast, agrees that it's good. It's really good. It's on Nitro, John. It's very smooth and rich.
And this is available in stores, or do I have to go to the brewery?
No, it's right by your house, John.
The brewery? Yes, I know the brewery is right by my house, but
there's liquor stores by your house.
There really is. There's like a gas station a half mile in every direction. There's also a liquor store a half mile. Do I live in a not very nice neighborhood?
They make,
now that I'm thinking about it,
they make coffee beers. This is just a question about beer, Stu. They make coffee beers, but it doesn't have caffeine in it, right? Or does it?
It does have caffeine in it. The current iteration of the Nitro Coffee Ale, a collaboration between Surly Brewing and Peace Coffee, has about 50 milligrams of coffee in a 12-ounce serving, which is equivalent to a cup of green tea.
Great. Yep. Yep. So my question to you then is, here's the thing.
Right.
I love day drinking, as we all do. But my problem is then I stop and then I get very tired.
Oh, yeah, we get that.
So that's common. So what I usually have to end up doing, because I'm a busy man, father of two, running around after children, is I drink two beers at lunch, and then I have something to do, and then I need to go like buy a Red Bull for the rest of the day so I don't fall asleep. Why can't they make a day? Why don't you make a day drinking beer that also has the amount of a Red Bull in the beer?
Okay.
Brandon, is that illegal?
I just want to say, from first principles, you've just reinvented Four Loco.
Yeah.
That's
exactly
so what I was going to recommend to him, John.
It's like an adult Four Loco. You know, like, because the coffee
adult
thing
Four Loco
just
is cocaine, Brandon.
Yeah. How much money do you think I have, Stu? You know how expensive traveling basketball is? You can't afford to buy cocaine.
Fair point. I forget how much kids' sports cost.
Now, you just said that there's a bunch of caffeine in a beer, but it's coffee flavored. I just want you to make the same thing with the same amount of caffeine that isn't coffee flavored for day drinking. Or do I have to buy the separate Red Bull?
You can go buy a Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Put vodka in it, and there you go.
Okay. All right.
So that's the best I got for you.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
They also sell hard Mountain Dew, Brandon.
I know. All right. I just was looking for that. A classier version of all those things. But it's probably not going to happen.
We're looking for a classier version Mountain of Dew. Mountain Dew.
Classy Mountain Dew. Yeah, you can call it Classy Dew.
Martini.
Is...
I know, but I don't want an espresso martini. I don't want coffee flavored. I just want a little bit of caffeine with it. Can you call it Surly's Classy Dew?
Do you, no, I mean, do you like no coffee? Do you not like coffee? Are you not a coffee drinker, Brandon?
I mean, coffee's okay. It's all okay. Right. I don't know. God. Not really. Don't love it. It's pretty bitter. I'm looking for an extra Citra with 50 grams of caffeine in it. And I want it to be called Surly's Classy Dew. I don't understand why this is so hard to produce.
I'm just so angry right now.
There should be a, you should do a thing, Stu, for Surly. That's like, it's like Shark Tank.
No, you do a thing.
It's like Shark Tank, but people come in and pitch beers to you.
Oh,
and
good.
I could be the first person to do it.
Literally every day of my life is what you're pitching to me right now.
Yeah, but we could mm-hmm. it could be monetized. It could be a content stream.
Let and me delete all 17 have to... texts from Rocket. I'll do it. It'll be great. Jesus Christ.
It'd be a good content stream because I bet it's insane. Like I want blackberries and plum flavored notes of banana.
Yeah, I want to drink like, my own urine, but with aloe vera. Yes, I get that. I understand. It's clean.
I want it to be urine, but buttery.
I understand it, but it's okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
But enough about Dave Marthall.
I want it to be bitter urine.
I think buttery urine is going to be great in the East-West Shrine game this
buttery.
That was really good, John. He's been... Wow. For someone who's not watching college football anymore, that was really good.
He's the best wideout in the Sun Belt this year, is all I'm saying.
He transferred from UAB. I'm certain of it.
Starting a tailback. Buttery urine.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, I thought I was onto something there for a second. I've also been drinking, so, you know, it does happen. Okay, do we ever get down to the bottom of the Minnesota Wild?
They're 5-12, right, John?
They're 5-12.
You don't want to talk about that, right.
Their two best offensive players can't score, and their goaltenders are awful.
Why can't the offensive players score? What happened to them?
I assume it's some kind of Russian plot.
Yeah,
they look like they've been poisoned.
Are they slow now, or they're uncoordinated, or bad luck?
They're Kaprizov is sort of bad at hockey right now. Like, he doesn't seem to be as fast and as good at hockey as he used to be, and he also does dumb stuff.
Okay, John, let's play a game. Can you please be Kaprizov's mom for a second?
How drunk am I?
You don't need to have the accent, but if you really wanted to have a ton of empathy for Kaprizov, what would your excuse be? Like, he's maybe dealing with a little injury?
Do you want a horrible pop psychology theory that's completely unfair?
Always.
100% unfair. Yeah. And offered by someone who... Offered by someone who doesn't know anything about what Kaprizov is like in person.
Let's get first take up on this bitch.
Okay, here we go. You hear all the caveats. Kaprizov is an assistant captain this year. This is his first year as an assistant.
I love where this is
and
starting.
My theory, again, offered with no thought, is that he is more comfortable being sort of a background guy rather than a team leader. And he's gripping the stick too tight, Brandon. He's trying too hard.
Wow. Man, I did not see that coming.
Speaking of gripping the stick too tight, have I talked to you guys about high school? Oh, we're having fun here.
Okay, so you think, damn, dude, that is out there.
That is some old school hockey analysis.
That's
right
a Skip
there.
Bayless take.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying too hard.
Don't you like that?
Is he pressing? It sounds like he's pressing.
Pressing?
He's pressing.
Ah, that's it. That must be it.
Someone's got to set the tone, boys.
Someone's got to set the tone.
He's moonlighting with all of his assistant captain activities. He has not
that's
had
right.
a chance
tone,
to...
Boys.
It's all that planning of team functions?
Pizza party. He's got to do the he's got to do the carbo load dinner the night before games, meetings. Right?
He's got to do the sign up for everybody's birthday gifts. It's just
I think he hands out the hotel key cards to all the guys that's when right. they check into the new hotel. Mm-hmm. You're 221, you're 222. That takes a lot out of a man.
When new guys come to the team, like they traded for Zach Bogosian, he's the one that has to drive them around town and show them where the grocery stores are.
You got it. Like you get a, like a swag bag for the new guy, you know,
like
here's a decal for your car. It says wild. Yep. It's pretty sweet.
We photoshopped a picture of you shaking hands with the owner. So, and he signed it. So here you go.
Meet and greets, all that.
And we're going to drive around a little bit. There's the Lunds. There, the Lunds and Byerly's. There's the Cub.
He's doing all this instead of playing hockey.
There's the Mississippi Market, but you can't really afford that. So we'll just go on, drive on by that one.
You think while he's out there,
laugh, John. That was good. Good line.
Skating as fast as he possibly can, trying to not get killed by other world-class athletes. He's out there going, I got to score. I got to score. I got to do this. I'm an assistant captain now. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that also would mess a man
up. He's also thinking about when everybody's birthday is.
Yeah, because he just
doesn't
want to
miss
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I can't remember. Was Jared Spurgeon's birthday November 5th or May 11th? I can't remember which way the dates go.
How do I do dates versus the Americans again?
Am I the backwards one? Do the Canadians do it this way?
Am I still Russian? How do I write things now?
Why don't they just write out the month?
Whoops, I was offside. Why am I thinking about it right now on the ice?
Why did I throw the puck away at the blue line? This is so much responsibility. I can't believe that I took that on.
Can I make a two-line pass? I don't remember anymore.
I think they changed that rule maybe 15 years ago, but I'm not sure.
I'm pressing.
Did we have the red line
in
Russia? It would be weird if we didn't have a red line.
I mean,
Russia.
We probably invented it. We're Russians. Yeah,
in Russia,
well,
the red line. No, that's a terrible joke.
Passes you? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Invented you? The red line invented you.
The red line invented you. I need to call Yakov. It's his birthday next week. No, that's not him.
No, it isn't. Nope. Wow.
We had a really good idea here to put on the movie Love Actually so Mandy could describe it while I was finishing the podcast with the boys.
Oh,
how
good.
We can't get Netflix to work right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm just letting everyone know that you're missing out on that quality content right now. And I apologize.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
Does Love Actually have Hugh Grant in it?
It does.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Billy Bob Thornton as an American president.
Isn't there one guy who falls in love with a woman even though they don't speak the same language, and he's just like, she's super hot and I'm in love with her, and that was the whole plot line?
That's like three of the plot lines.
It's just like, no, she's hot as shit. I love her. I don't need to bond anymore. She's a smoke show. What more do I need to do? People are like, yeah, I get it.
There have been a number of celebrity marriages that have followed this.
That's exactly right. So romantic.
Jesus. John's being catty tonight. Wow.
Hot goss.
Jeez Louise.
We're in the hot goss section of the podcast.
I love the good hot. No, the sport of hot goss section.
People
tune in for this.
Oh, man. Well, yeah.
Well,
I don't know. I think I got all my takes
on the
off.
Palestine section of the podcast.
Oh yeah.
Hold on. We got to get Chicken back in here for this one.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, well, that situation calls for his level of nuance.
Mm-hmm. Stu, do you have a top six prepared for us? You do,
nope.
Right? Top six Thanksgiving sides.
Top six things to do after not eating dinner.
Yeah, I think, well, that ship has sailed. I'm sorry, boys. I totally forgot that we're doing a show tonight. That's
rub my eyes, watch Love Actually.
I'm sorry about
it
that.
It is Thanksgiving. Brandon, what are your top six Thanksgiving sides? Are you the one that hates Thanksgiving?
He doesn't eat carbs.
I can't remember who the person
the
is.
Says anything.
One of the podcast people hates Thanksgiving's food. Who was it?
It's me.
It's you.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. It just really.
Is it just turkey you hate? What is it that you hate about it? Let's go back over this whole thing because I can't remember.
No, I think it's just we think that we need the Thanksgiving traditional food to enjoy ourselves and our family. And actually, if you just did a different food, you'd have just as much fun. And you maybe possibly would like something more than a roasted turkey. I'm just throwing it out there. It's possible there are better foods than a roasted turkey. Now, I'll eat turkey. It's fine. You know me. I eat dry, shitty food constantly.
I love
it's like you most it of my diet.
Things named after people, like, you know, things named after movies where people were eating people.
Yeah.
Weren't you drinking something like that for a while? Soylent or something
Soylent
like that?
Soylent Green. Soylent yeah. Green. Yep. not great on the old gut, but
it's the best internet drink that makes you poop your pants.
Yeah, I will say I never actually did, but I had a couple close calls. I may have been tickling some cotton at some point. So it was, yeah, I'm done with that now. So I guess my just point was, like, it's, you don't need to have stuffing to have a good time, right?
Stuffing.
So yeah, no, I guess I'm technically out on Thanksgiving food, but the turkey's okay. I just, yeah, nothing else does it for me. Green bean casserole is not going to do it for me. Stuffing. I don't know what that is even. And I'm not, like, super keen to find out. And yeah, I don't know that there's anything that I'm, like, look forward to for Thanksgiving. Mashed potatoes, I guess I could talk myself into some super buttery mashed potatoes and gravy.
I'll tell you something I am looking forward to for Thanksgiving this year. My uncle, for the first time, decided he was going to buy one of those big turkey fryers, and he's going to try to deep fry a turkey.
Sure.
And I'm excited to see what happens there.
Okay, is this in Falcon Heights or down in Rochester?
What's that?
Falcon Heights or Rochester?
Falcon Heights.
Okay.
Are you going to be?
I'm excited. I'm excited just to see what. Like, I don't want anyone to get hurt. Of course not. No, I wouldn't want anyone to get hurt.
Scanner. We have a scanner. Well, yeah.
But if a deep fryer blew up, wouldn't that be one of the great Thanksgiving memories? Like, yeah.
If you survive it.
That's what I don't want to have. It. Yeah. I don't want anyone to get hurt. But I do. Well, I want to try a deep fried turkey. I'm excited about that.
It'll be good. It's not like a game. It's not like life changing. But, like, yeah,
have you had deep fried turkey?
Yes, many years. Yep. A kiddie pool of 400 degree grease is risky. You gotta have a lot of grease. It's very risky. So, you know, best of luck to you. It's good though. You know, it's good. It's deep fried. Everything.
It's good. It's like juicy. It's like super juicy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's still not as good as most other foods, just so you know. But, like, it's fine. You know, it's not like a burger.
Brandon, do you eat turkey literally any other time of the year?
It's true.
I eat turkey at Thanksgiving, and that is it. So I honestly
like a
don't...
roast turkey? Fuck no. Obviously not. Like, there's so many better foods to eat. I'll eat deli turkey, like, constantly. That's, like, all I eat. But I'm not expecting a good, like, my taste buds to be happy. I just, like, need lean protein.
I don't ever eat turkey any at all.
It's gross. It's bad. We shouldn't be eating it.
Period of Thanksgiving. Like, so we're ordering in a meal. We've ordered a meal to have for Thursday because I'm not gonna cook a whole fucking meal.
Right. Smart.
Right. And then Friday we're going to my mom's and she's making a turkey. But that's it. We're gonna have 2 days. We got 2 days of turkey. No, it's totally fine. And then we can't unfortunately send it home with our kids because they're flying in and out. But so
you got a lot more turkey after that.
We're gonna have Stu will eat it. I'm not gonna eat that. It's
2 days worth is enough.
Turkey leftovers are super gross.
Oh God! Oh my God! It's...
Oh no! 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 No!
You choke to death on it. It's so dry.
A sandwich.
You might as well.
Sandwich is the best part of the.
Cut a chunk of your carpet off and eat that.
It smells. You open up your fridge and you're like, "What the fuck?" And it's like the next
Something's
day.
Something's gone bad.
Like, no.
Who farted in here? It's just the turkey.
That's exactly what it's like. It's really bad. Mm-hmm.
You know,
even
chicken was here insulting things I liked, and I was able to just laugh it off. But now
I have hit my limit.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Sounds like I like a turkey commercial. What are you
talking shit about? Love Actually, now turkey. I can't handle it anymore. Turkey.
This is just the final straw.
Got it on.
Is that what you call it? It's a turkey commercial. Is that? Do you guys all call it that? Different people call it different things. I think.
Oh, you mean like the turkey sandwich with the gravy all over it?
Turkey sandwich.
Yeah, it's a commercial.
Yeah. I'll
trust you.
I don't understand that one.
I don't get that.
I do want to say, just,
oh, the commercial. Fuck you.
You talked about sending leftovers with the kids. The Sunday after Thanksgiving must be the worst day of the year to be a TSA gate agent.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You just got all these people who have Tupperware full of mashed potatoes.
Oh my god.
Bloated, sweaty, farting like crazy. Can't help
it. All these kids whose parents are like, just take it with you. You can take it through TSA. It's fine. You cannot take 2 gallons of mashed potatoes.
I'd rather check a live turkey through here than your fucking leftovers. I would strap a live turkey into a seat next to me than sit next to leftover turkey in a Tupperware.
Sorry for to Ed Asner's estate. He's deceased. He didn't need that joke.
He's a treasure.
Yeah, I can't think of six sides I enjoy of Thanksgiving. Back to our this is our top six.
Macaroni and cheese. Are you a macaroni and cheese a Thanksgiving person? Side.
No, macaroni I say I don't fuck with cheese, man.
It's not.
We just had two of them
in your house. It is because.
No, we just had at your relatives. We just
burger
had
dive, burger dive,
macaroni and cheeses.
That means you're supposed to stop talking.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
No, we did. We were just at Friendsgiving at my brother's, and there were two separate mac and cheese sides. But I don't totally get that. Mac and cheese was never a side on Thanksgiving from you. Just,
nope.
It's like it's cranberry sauce. Mm-hmm. Stuffing, carrots, they're kind of burnt,
sure,
like candied carrots.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. Sweet.
Yeah,
1 pound of carrots, 2 pounds of brown sugar.
Uh huh.
You do some yams.
A lot of rolls. Got to have some rolls.
A lot of rolls.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes. Yep.
Really
got
to. The thing on Thanksgiving you got to remember is you need to take up as much space as you can in your stomach. So we're going to have a roll that's the size of a basketball.
7 or 8 rolls. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Let me take up all the space for the potatoes with bread.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
No, right?
It's a big holiday for filler food.
It's like I haven't had bread in 6 months.
Bread. I remember it well. I remember it fondly.
Oh, yeah, carbs.
Brandon, do you know if Colin Hummel has had any like carbohydrates in the last 24 months?
He told me he had a donut one in 2009, but I don't believe
bullshit.
It.
Fucking bullshit.
Donut in 2009.
Absolutely no, he did not.
Him describing a donut was like Steve Carell describing sex in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. You know, I was like, what's a donut? What's a donut? And he's like, oh, it's yeast. sugar in the yeast, and it's so crunchy and not soft, and you know, you just bite into it and you're like, ooh, yeah, I'm eating a donut, I'm carb loading, and it's so nasty and
Did
good
you listen to this podcast?
Absolutely not.
Is he ever gonna
no
hear
god no no Unless one of us tells him, we've got, yeah. Like
the best thing about the sportive is you can insult any member of your family or any of your friends.
Your best friends, people who claim to listen, then I'll mention them, you know, and then they just will never acknowledge it.
Never, ever.
No. Yeah.
Oh, Hugh Grant's on right now, by the way.
Oh, great. Is he
being charming?
Minister. Yeah, Prime Minister Hugh Grant. Yep.
Charming, but kind of
Prime Minister in that movie?
You know?
Yeah, he's the Prime Minister. Mm-hmm.
He's got like an aw shuck. Does he do? Is it the character when he's got kind of like an aw shucks face sometimes?
He sure does.
He can't
all the time.
Help but oh man, that's crazy.
I think
that
like
he's got
movie
such range.
Where he doesn't have that.
Such range.
The Oompa movie, right?
The Oompa Oompa.
He's in the new Wonka movie.
No, it's the one with the shoes.
The one of the shoes.
Where he goes and helps the kid buy some new trainers.
About a boy.
Prefontaine.
That is the one, Brandon. About
Yeah, he's Steve Prefontaine's coach.
Christmas shoes.
He buys him shoes. That's his only coaching he does. you want to run? Oh shit! Buy shoes.
Some shoes.
I
yeah, lace them. Probably. I don't know. Velcro. I'm not sure. See you later.
You might need to run, mate.
Hello. Get a move on.
Voice work.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to do that accent from now on.
Burger dive means that you need to stop talking.
Well, that's why you always say it.
Oh boy.
I appreciate, Brandon, that you got my weird random shoes. He bought shoes for the kid. And you're like,
yeah,
boy.
I don't know how I. That was a.
That was really good.
I'm in trivia mode. I always win at pop culture trivia, and then it's like next one geography, and I'm like, I'm gonna be in the bathroom.
I'm out. I That's just cool. hand the pens over.
Name a country in Europe. Fuck, no clue. Yeah. Russia.
That was a category at trivia tonight. There was a geography category.
It was fucking brutal.
And I was.
Oh my god.
Down. Ooh, let's have some of the questions here. I want to see.
Oh, there was a soccer one.
Here was the general idea of the category. It was geography, and the names of the locations,
countries,
the names of the countries had consonant, vowel as the
what?
Spelling pattern.
That's ridiculous.
Madagascar. So
like Japan was an answer to a question.
Okay.
John, what is the country that sponsors Manchester United?
What country do the owners of Manchester United live in?
The United States of America.
No. But you got the first word right.
The United,
United Arab Emirates.
United
there
Arab
you
Emirates?
Go. United Arab Emirates.
That's vowels
and consonants the entire way through.
That's Manchester City, not Manchester United.
What's the difference?
There's some difference.
Okay, Oasis likes one of them. Fuck you.
Burger Dive.
I sometime years ago there was trivia of presidents. It was a president, then they gave you a hint about like the spelling of their names. One of them was like, he has four A's in his name, first and last name, and it's Barack Obama, right? Yeah. And then one of them was he has four L's, and I immediately said Millard Fillmore, and it was the greatest thing I've ever done in my life, and I still to this day have been thinking about maybe getting a Millard Fillmore tattoo. Somewhere on me, small, it just says Millard Fillmore. And people have to ask me, and then I get to use this as an excuse to brag.
You get to tell that story.
Somehow randomly, four L's president. It felt good.
I'm glad for you.
Yep.
I'm glad you had that moment.
It was really a special day. It was a special day. Those are the things that trivia does for you, you know? You just, like, don't forget some of those pulls.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This really picked up once we stopped talking about sports. I got to say, I don't know why we keep talking about sports.
I know. It's been a bad idea since the beginning, but
it's so stupid. It's been like 12 years of this.
Have you guys been doing it for that long?
Gotta be close.
Probably.
Was this year the 10-year anniversary? I think this year was the 10-year anniversary. Mm. Wasn't that earlier this year?
Maybe it was earlier this year.
Right?
Yeah, so almost 11 then. So like,
almost 11.
Oh, that's right. You did it. That thing answered. Okay.
I wrote a poem. And I lost it.
That's
fun, though.
A good summation of the podcast overall. Stu, you look so happy. This has been, I think maybe you should probably not eat dinner and get drunk before every podcast. Because
it's the first time
so
I've ever seen
literally every
one,
podcast.
There's two that's people in the frame podcast. And one guy was frozen and she just kept moving around. He was, and I was like, oh no, it's not frozen. Okay, cool. Well, let's wrap it up. I got some editing to do, and then I got to go back to my 9-year-old birthday party that's happening in my basement.
There is a 9-year-old birthday party happening at your house.
Yes,
right now.
Yes.
Young to do this.
Young Fitzgerald has turned 9, or will be turning 9 on Friday, Black Friday.
Happy
so,
birthday, and Danielle's a saint because.
We know. We all know.
Yeah, I know. You don't need to say because. Like we get it. Yeah.
We're all aware.
But no, I'm back on duty here in a little bit. So good.
Seems
well,
like just seems like just yesterday we were buying young Fitty a pair of jeans and a cooler.
In a cooler.
To celebrate his birth.
Jeans and a cooler. One of my favorites.
In a cognac and a dream.
That's all I need. That's all I need. All right, cool. Excellent. Well, good talking to you all. Happy Thanksgiving and
happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Go Vikings.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Rocket, if you're listening to this, fuck you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget?
Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.